Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
He's been covering the Houston Texans for every snap of their existence and covering the NFL for over four decades. John McClain joining me right now at CBS Sports Radio. John, man, if I had looked at the calendar and looked at the bracket, had I known that this is going to be right in the middle of your fighting Baylor Bears playing against J.J. Watt's Wisconsin Badgers, you know I would not have scheduled this, at least not for this time right now. So I appreciate you making time to chat with me. How are you?
Well, Sean, you're the only guy that I would walk away from that game for to talk to you on a show, but I'm happy to do it, and I just hope Baylor wins so I can trash talk Watt, and I'm hoping Baylor beats him so bad Watt feels like he's still playing for the Texans.
Well, he called you out on Twitter, John. Did you see that?
Yeah. The last time they played, he did. And the time before that, Baylor won the first time. Wisconsin won the second. So I'm hoping Baylor wins this one, or it'll be a huge upset to the Badgers.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. All right, John. So let's get into something a little less lighthearted than March Madness. This Deshaun Watson situation. I guess the latest is that Tony Busby posted yesterday on Instagram that he's getting signed affidavits from the accusers, and he's going to bring this to the Houston Police Department and the district attorney. I mean, this would bring it to a whole nother level. How bad do you think this can get for Deshaun Watson?
He's got one of the best attorneys in the country in Rusty Harden. Rusty's represented a lot of athletes. And I don't know many of them, if any, went to court. They always get worked out one way or another, and I don't expect this to go to court either. Now, what this does, the Texans were open by the first day of the draft to get 3 ones, 2 twos, and a defensive starter out of a trade, and there's no way somebody's going to trade that when the investigation by the NFL will not be completed because those things take forever. The police investigation, if they investigate, will not be completed. The civil suits will not be over. It certainly complicates a trade. And I do believe, Sean, there'll be teams out there willing to lowball the Texans and say, look, we'll give you, say, a one and a third next year, and we'll take the problem off your hands, because at some point this will be behind Deshaun Watson. He'll still be a great young quarterback coming off his best season. And this is something that will stick to him for the rest of his life. And, he's innocent until proven guilty. A lot of his detractors seem to have forgotten that. He deserves to be heard, and the women deserve to be heard. And I hear so many people lining up on sides. You can't, because nobody knows what happened other than Watson and the women. And we may never know the truth.
Okay, so, John, there's a lot to unpack there with what you just said. I want to start with you saying, because you said something that you also said in your column that you wrote about this weekend, and the way you said it, it sounded like it was being stated as fact that the Texans hope to get 3 ones, 2 twos, and a player. Is that just your opinion that once they gave in on the fact that Watson wasn't going to be here, that that's what they would have sought, or do you know that that's what they're expecting to get for Deshaun Watson?
Well, I didn't say I think. So I'll say this. When they didn't want to trade it, they still don't want to trade it. You know, they wanted Watson to be their quarterback, but he didn't want to play for him. He told them, and he's reiterated that if he's not traded, he will not play for them. And I don't believe he'll ever play for them again. I do think he'll have to report next year if they don't trade him. So his contract doesn't toll. He'd have to report in December. And if he spends a lot of money on settlements, he may need his $10.5 million base salary, which he's willing to sacrifice in a holdout, but he may need the money. Then he would skip everything, show up the week the regular season starts when they get paid over 17 weeks. And this year, if they add that extra game, it'll be 18 weeks. And that way he'd get paid, but he could come in and get hurt. You know, he could have a back injury or trip and fall and sprain his ankle, something like that, and it could get even uglier. But what they were hoping to get, once he talked with David Culley, what was that, 2.5 weeks ago, something like that, 3 weeks ago, and he listened to Culley, and Culley told him what they wanted to do to rebuild around him. And then he told him, thank you, but no thanks, I will not play here again, and I will not report. So I think at that point they realized they have to trade him, because otherwise what good does it do for them not to trade him? Because say you forced him to come back, he'd be coming back for money, no other reason, he'd be miserable. They've gotten rid of three of his buddies, center Nick Martin, receiver Will Fuller, and tight end Darren Fells, and they're certainly worse on offense than they were. They signed Ryan Finley to go after Tyrod Taylor after they signed him. And so it's pretty obvious to me they don't think Watson will be on the team this year, because he's told them he will not report.
John McClain joining me on CBS Sports Radio. All right, John, I also want to circle back to what you said about Rusty Harden and his ability to make sure that this, you know, that it wouldn't see the light of day in a court of law, that it would get resolved ahead of time. If the resolution is a slew of settlements between Deshaun and these accusers, a couple of things I want to ask you about. First, does that, just from purely a PR standpoint, will the Texans get less heat for trading Deshaun Watson if they're doing so in the aftermath of a bunch of settlements over stuff like what we're reading in these lawsuits?
Oh, boy, I don't know. I don't have any idea. I think a lot of it will depend on what they get. If we lower our expectations, like I just did, and said some team will lowball them because they know at some point Watson will have it all behind him, and say they got a number one, and they took a number one, and then I don't think that would help. If somehow Nick Caserio still came away with what we thought is a great trade, that some team, despite none of this being settled, but be willing to do it. You know, if you wait until the trading deadline next season, then some team's going to lose its quarterback that thinks it's going to the playoffs, but you won't have as many teams with multiple first-round picks like the Jets and the Dolphins and teams that would love to have Deshaun Watson. And there's others that would, but I've talked to two teams that told me they've put everything on hold till they can find out what in the world's going on down here. And they're not going to find out anything concrete. Watson's people are going to say he's innocent. Tony Busby and his people are going to say he's guilty. And the NFL investigation is going to take a while. They haven't even concluded Antonio Brown's investigation that they started last year. So I'm not sure on the timetable, but it might be, you know, if they waited till this time next year. He just sat out, reported to, so his contract wouldn't toll in December, and maybe that would be the best time to do it, but it's a distraction. Yeah. We all know Nick Caserio has brought in more than 30 new players. They are rebuilding. The quicker they get on with that rebuilding, the better, and the rebuilding's not going to begin, Sean, as long as they have Watson's unhappiness, not to mention his off-the-field issues, hanging over him and them.
Yeah, it's so wild, John. I mean, you just used the word Deshaun Watson and off-the-field issues in the same sentence. Who would have thought a week ago that we would be saying that? I guess, John, the other thing about settling with these plaintiffs, what does that do to the NFL's investigation in this whole thing? If he settles with them, does that increase the chances that Deshaun Watson could have a suspension hanging over him?
Well, the NFL does. There have been charges dropped or charges not filed with other players, and they've still gotten suspended.
Right.
And Tony Busby, the attorney, said he's going to have the women talk to Anna Friel, who's overseeing the investigation for the NFL. So if indeed they all line up and tell their story to her, then, of course, she's got to decide if they're believable or not. And then so it doesn't matter what happened to Watson. But I'll tell you this, I got one person. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yep.
Okay, sorry. I had one person say that this is an NFL conspiracy. I said, are you kidding me? I said, the NFL loves Deshaun Watson. Texans love him. Fans love him before all this came down. And at some point, he'll have it all behind him, and he'll be playing for somebody, and he'll be playing great as long as he stays healthy. But I'll tell you right now, of all my 45 years covering the NFL, Sean, I've never seen a situation like this. Not that it's involving a player, but who? A player. We never had any inkling about anything like this could have happened, and it may not be true. But it has shocked the NFL, shocked Houston, and it's not going to go away anytime soon just because common sense. The wheels of justice turn slowly, and the NFL investigations turn slower.
Yeah, and even and now in the era we live in now where the courts are all backed up and everything else, they move even slower in this year that we've been in. John McClain joining me on CBS Sports Radio. You're right, John. Some of the conspiracy theories that I've seen are just they're absurd, and especially the ones that actually involve the Texans somehow in this, that they would damage Deshaun's trade value is ludicrous. I guess my question with respect to the Texans is, do you think anybody from the Texans brass, from management, the higher-ups, maybe even all the way up to Cal McNair, do you think anybody's reached out to Deshaun Watson since Tuesday of this past week?
I have no idea. They may have reached out to his people. They may have reached out to Rusty Harden. But the only thing I know is the only person that's talked to Watson since this all started over the 1st of January has been David Culley 2.5 weeks ago. And so maybe they better, because the NFL investigation, they'll be calling Texans to talk to them. And plus, somebody said, well, the Texans are behind this. It's one of the dumbest things I've ever seen, because Watson's not going to play here. And if they were behind it, they just destroyed their chances of getting what they wanted to jumpstart their rebuild with multiple number one draft choices and number twos. But also, according to what Tony Busby said, one of the women has included the Texans now. And she said because she was recommended by one of the Texans trainers. So that person, whoever it is, he's going to have to be interviewed by both sides. So it is a sordid episode, and the dimensions could be even added, more dimensions added to it, because every day it seems to be something new.
Yeah, and Tony Busby likes dropping things at like 11 o'clock at night too, John. You and I don't get to get any sleep because these things seem to come out at the oddest times of day and the oddest days of the week. But that's Houston this past year, John. You know that. That's just what it's been like. John McClain, the great John McClain, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. John, the Baylor Bears expanded their lead by another 6 points while you and I were talking. So if you just want to hang on for the rest of the game, they'll win by 50 if you just sit with me here on the air.
Yeah, I'll do that. One more thing, Sean. We're going to hear from Rusty Harden this week, and I can't wait to see his broadside that he's going to be firing at Tony Busby on Deshaun Watson's behalf.
Yeah, clash of the titans in the attorney realm, no doubt about that. John, really appreciate it. I'll talk to you this week here on 610.
Sean, it's my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.